The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
A32 says, you guys going to talk about the All-Star Halftime Show?
Can I be honest with you about something?
You're probably going to say the same thing I am.
None of us watched the NBA All-Star Game?
No.
I was at the fights last night.
I was flying back.
I just don't care about it. The three-point shootout and the dunk contest and that stuff is sort of fun. The game itself does nothing for me. The most interesting thing about the game is the draft.
That they didn't
show. And they didn't televise it.
Report out that Brian Cushing will be whacked. I don't think any surprise there.
I don't know what took him so long. Honestly surprised he lasted this last season. This season, like, we pretty much, it was understood that that was going to happen. Like, financially, it wouldn't have made any sense to keep.
They're actually pretty good at that position. He really hasn't been the same player in a long time. And you throw a 10-game suspension on top of it, he's pretty much useless.
Yeah.
And you save $7.6 million on your cap. You can use that for another offensive lineman.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, or there's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, we had a lot better stuff than that. I guarantee you. Go back and get it on podcastarena.com. And also welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. And
what's up, Map?
Also welcome from Florida, the other half of the bench. We just had one of them.
Jon Granato. Casey Anthony? Oh.
No. Jon Granato.
What's up, boys? You had Lance on today?
Yeah, we have him on every Monday, 5:30.
He was wandering around the hallways and just stopped by?
He was gimping around in that boot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's easy to track. If he was some kind of an animal, he'd be dead by now.
For sure. Well, so would you. I mean, we'd look for where the Coors Light is and where the easiest place to hide from work is, and there we find you in Florida.
Put a golf club on a golf course with a six-pack of Coors Light, and I'm dead.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's it.
So what was the atmosphere like at spring training today? I mean, I think this is the first day the full squad reported today, right?
Yeah, this was the first day. Everybody is trying to, I mean, the thought of the day is, let's not be complacent. That's it. You know, it's not enough to just do it once. And I think management really set the tone. I think, you know, Jim Crane, he talked to the team today, so they got started a little later than they thought. And he told them, you know, hey, we're still working here. We pick up Gerrit Cole, pick up Rendon, we pick up Smith. It's not like we're just resting on our laurels over here in the front office. So, you know, we did what you wanted. We went and got Verlander, and look at how it turned out. Now, you know, I had a nice long conversation with Charlie Morton that we're going to play tomorrow morning on the show. And he's very thoughtful and, you know, it's like, this is our careers, you know, and we're all going to push each other. You know, when Verlander's out there, and he's sitting in the dugout watching me pitch, you think I'm going to want to, you know, screw up and let everybody down? No. I think as many good players as they have on this team, they're really all going to be pushing each other. And they're going to be good, dude. They're going to be really good.
I know you talked a little bit this morning with Jeff Luhnow, and he talked about Gerrit Cole and what kind of a year he's going to have. What did he say about that?
They looked at all of his, every pitch he threw, and he said, you know, sometimes it was bad luck with all the home runs he gave up, 31, I believe. And, you know, that's a lot of home runs, and that's not an Astro, that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for guys who don't make contact. And this is a little bit different than they normally do. But he said it's really not. He's going to get back to his form, and the X factor is Brent Strom. Verlander raved about him. All the guys, look at this rotation. Now, except that whole bullpen thing in the postseason, You know, they all were magnetic. They've been great. I mean, he really turned fires around. They all rave about him. So, in Strom, I believe, and he can probably help Gerrit Cole in a big way. And if not, you know, hell, they got McHugh down in the bullpen. They got Peacock in the bullpen. They've got, it just seems like they're loaded. They got Whitley. I mean, they're just loaded, dude. I think there's a confidence about this team. That locker room is really cool. Jose Altuve and Brian McCann sat for a long time today. We were talking. Altuve's got something going on and back home, and he wants guys to help, and he sat for a long time, and it just seems like they all just genuinely like each other. And that was something that Charlie Morton and I talked about, too, that you can hear tomorrow morning.
I got excited the other day, I guess, I mean, maybe it was last week even, when I started hearing about the Astros maybe signing JT Realmuto, who's, I think, one of the most underrated catchers in the league. And to be honest, the Astros, defensively, they are ridiculously bad at catcher. And McCann, he can't throw anybody out. Gattis is a horrible defensive catcher. This guy's legit, and he can swing it a little bit. What are the odds now that the Astros can swing a deal for this guy, and are they even pursuing that at this point?
Well, Lunos, I asked him, I said, I know you can't tamper, but there were a lot of stuff going on about a catcher. And he was like, yeah, you know, don't believe everything that you hear. I don't know where some of the stuff comes up with. I believe that there is something. There's something to that thing. I don't know that it will get done. I don't think he is even there's I don't think there's even a chance he's giving up Kyle Tucker. I mean, he went out and got Gerrit Cole without having to give him up. So I don't think if Kyle Tucker is what they're asking, then it probably doesn't happen. I would love it, and they love guys that you're under control for, and they'd be under control. Realmuto would be under control for a couple more years. They love that. So, AJ, I'm putting. Is this what are the odds Monday? Is that what this
yep.
is? What are the odds Monday? I'm putting 20% on it.
Okay.
I don't think that Kyle Tucker is out there for anybody.
Okay.
To tell you the truth.
Let me ask you if you're in the shoes of the GM here, and you could get JT Realmuto, who could potentially, you know, put you back over the top again this year, would you trade Kyle Tucker for him?
I would do the deal.
But they seem in love with Kyle Tucker, though.
Yeah, they're talking about Kyle Tucker being a Harper kind of guy, and I'm like, okay, but you don't know. I mean, we know Realmuto can hit at the major league level. 278 guy. He was an 800 OPS guy
for a catcher.
Yeah, and a guy who can throw, and I mean, God, when was the last time the catcher position was, you know, shored up for a few years? Because this is going to be, Realmuto is, like I said, a few years, and that's a guy that you'll probably be able to, you know, he'll love it here, winning, as opposed to what he's doing down in Miami, and you know, re-signing the guy, and I would do it, but, you know, I'm not. They're really, really high. And Jeff Cuno isn't a guy that just throws pieces around now. He ain't Daryl Morey. He ain't just, I'm going to throw this guy, that guy. He's not a trader Jack. He is a guy who loves his prospects. And look at it. It's a trade deadline. When we had disappointed Dallas, he didn't do anything. He wasn't giving up his prospects because they were asking too much for stuff. And then finally, Verlander, they got the right deal done right before the deadline, and here he is. But he ain't just throwing a Kyle Tucker around.
Is there any chance that if they did do a move like that, they could maybe throw in Gattis, you know, to be sort of a temporary solution for the Marlins to have a catcher who's not under long-term contract, and he's not making a ton of dough, but because the Marlins clearly looking to rebuild. And is there any chance the Astros would be willing to take on, you know, like, let's say Starlin Castro, whose contract they probably would love to get rid of. And he probably, Starlin Castro is a middle infielder. He ain't helping this Astros team right now, but would they be willing to take on an extra contract to get the guy they actually wanted if it meant not giving up Tucker?
Yeah, but where do you put him then?
You put him on the bench.
Yeah. Well, that eating that kind of money for a Realmuto, I don't know that happens.
Okay.
I doubt that happens. Yeah, you know. I'm sure Jeter would love to get rid of him. Jeter doesn't care, and Jeter wouldn't want Gattis, even though he's still arbitration eligible. Jeter go, I don't care. I'll throw some double-A guy up there because we ain't going to win nothing anyway for a while. So I don't see him eating more money. And I don't think Jeff Luhnow's a guy that eats bad money. You know what I'm saying? He'll take on Verlander, or he'll take on, you know, Real Muto makes some money, but I don't think he would ever – he doesn't appear to me to be a guy that would take on some bad money like Castro.
All right. That's John Granato, who's at spring training. John, get in some golf while you're there, man, and enjoy yourself.
That ain't happening. I just saw Black Panther. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, you waited until after opening weekend, right? Because you're not black.
Right. It was illegal, and now it's legal. And I went, and you know there were other white people there. Now I think white people are saying, you know, we can go now.
It's
Let's
safe.
Go.
Yeah, the water's safe.
You go in, and it was a good movie. It was fun. I mean, it's a comic book movie, but it was fun.
Yeah, I went on Saturday with my boys, and they loved it. I loved it. I thought it was really good.
Boy, you almost got arrested then.
Well, I'm a man of the people. The black man loves me, not like you.
No,
I'm a friend to the black man.
I don't know if you've ever seen me, but I'm dark. I'm dark meat. I like to refer to myself as dark meat.
Yeah. You know what black people hate? White guys who tan.
No, it's not tan. I'm Italian. Okay? There's something in there, in the blood. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right? So just so you know.
Thank you.
So I'm allowed. I just waited because I've got etiquette.
I don't know, man. I just was in your old stomping grounds for the weekend, and there's an awful lot of Paleys up there, I got to tell you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Even the Italians.
And we could use a few salads up there, too.
Yeah, no question.
It's a big people up there.
All right, John. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Enjoy the trip.
All right, guys.
Okay, John Granato, part of the bench. 7-9 here, and then he does John and Raheel with Dell. You know what? If he were smart, he'd be drinking real beer.
Yeah, that's right. John drinks that junk. Could be having Carbach. And if you haven't made it out to their restaurant, I highly recommend the spot. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a great menu, buttermilk fried chicken, the vice versa battered fish and chips, fish tacos, a ton of great stuff out there. And if you need an idea, for a company event, you need to accommodate a bunch of people, they can help you out there. They've got an indoor room that can accommodate almost 185 people. If you've got more than that, do it out in the beer garden. It's a great place to throw a party. Come hang on the beer garden after work. They open at 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. Admission's just $11. You're going to get a 9-ounce glass and 4 tokens for the Carbach of your choice. And while you're there, take a tour of the brewery. They're located right outside the 290-610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick your favorite Carbach beer today up at the store, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple college basketball things real quick. University of Houston, number 23 in the AP poll. Big win yesterday over Temple.
Yeah.
They just took it to them from the beginning and never let up. 80-59 the final.
Man, I didn't see that coming. I didn't think they'd come out and punish that team like that. But it's an awesome win for them.
Corey Davis has had a real good season for them, too.
You know what's quietly happened is over the last seven games where they're 6-1, their one loss was at Cincinnati. No shame in it. Rob Gray has played one good game. One.
Yeah.
And other than that, they've been rolling without him being the dominant force that he was early in the season. Corey Davis, Devin Davis, they've both been great. Yeah.
Devin Davis has picked his game up, especially.
I think the Cougs are an 8 or a 9 seed right now. I think if you'd asked any Coug fan before the season, if you say, hey, would you take that? Absolutely.
Hell yes.
I mean, that's a...
And they still have room to move up here because they could do some damage in the tournament.
Yeah.
And the way they're playing, I wouldn't be shocked if they did.
Yep, they are hot right now, for sure.
The other one that kind of surprised me, and I was watching it in a sports bar this weekend in Chicago, but your Longhorns came up with a kind of out-of-nowhere game at Oklahoma.
No, that wasn't so much them. That's Oklahoma. The wheels have fallen off. They are a total mess right now. Trey Young couldn't hit the broadside of a barn the last couple games. The same thing happened against Texas Tech earlier in the week. They just – Oklahoma's a train wreck right now, and it's happening at a really bad time.
16 when they put out that first seeding. Is there a chance they could fall all the way out?
All the way out of the tournament?
Yeah.
I mean, that's highly unlikely because I would guess they're probably a 6 seed right now. A 5 or a 6 seed. So it seems unlikely that, I mean, they'd have to lose out, basically, which I don't think that's going to happen. But they're definitely not nearly as comfortable as they were 2-3 weeks ago. What's crazy is,
I mean, they're 6-8 in conference and 16-10 overall now.
The Big 12 is probably going to get 8 teams in the tournament. There's 10 teams in the whole conference. Oklahoma State and Iowa State are the two teams I would guess have basically no shot. I think if the tournament started today, the other 8 are all in, which is pretty wild to think about. So
Baylor seems to have righted it.
Baylor's got it going on right now. Baylor beat Texas Tech this week, which is that's a massive win. And Texas Tech, maybe the worst thing that happened for them in that game was Keenan Evans left the game with a foot injury and never came back. And I don't know what's wrong with him, but it didn't look good. And if they don't have him, they cancel the season. But Baylor's got a tough week coming up this week. They've got West Virginia and TCU at TCU. And, you know, all these games now in the Big 12, because there's so much parity in the Big 12, all these games are big, man, all of them, especially for the teams near the bottom of the Big 12, hanging on for those. Texas and Baylor specifically. To a lesser extent,
they needed Baylor needed that week, and so did Texas needed that win.
Yeah, to a lesser extent, I would say Kansas State and to an even lesser extent TCU. But all those teams need every win they can get right now.
All right, you know what we need to do? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we talk about airplane stories all the time, and you've had some experiences.
I've had some. Not always great.
Let's say a passenger next to you refused to stop farting.
That wouldn't be good.
Would you get into a fist fight with him?
No.
Because that's what happened. A plane was forced to make an unscheduled stop en route from Dubai to Amsterdam. You're on your way to Amsterdam. Don't get in a fight. After a fight broke out when a passenger allegedly refused to stop farting. The Transavia Airlines made the unplanned stop off in Vienna after two men objected when a fellow traveler began breaking wind loudly. And then when he allegedly refused to stop, a fight broke out, forcing the crew to intervene.
So he was farting. It wasn't the silent,
he was blasting.
Sneaky farting.
He was blasting.
That's so inappropriate.
Well, I mean, how much of that can you control?
If you're making it loud,
yeah,
that can be controlled, I think, to an extent. And you can always get up and excuse yourself to the restroom.
Yeah. Really?
Who's there? What's going on?
Yeah. The pilot made the decision to divert the plane to Austria.
Because of the fight, not the farts, right?
Right, right. On landing, police then boarded the aircraft. And after reports about passengers on the rampage, that's getting pretty serious.
Man.
And 4 people were removed from the flight. A police spokesman confirmed that the incident centered around a passenger who was not attempting to restrain himself from his farting. And it offended 2 Dutchmen on the flight. It's not clear whether the man accused of farting had a medical condition that caused it. 2 Dutchmen, not been confused. A young woman identified as Nora L., and her unnamed sister. So
Rebecca.
I don't know. Nora L. Yeah. The young women complained to local media that their removal had been unfair. It was crazy that we were included. We had no idea who these boys were. We just had to be in, had the bad luck to be in the same row, and we didn't do anything. Okay. That's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. Grow up, Jong.
Jeez, Jong. See, I know that he loves doing this stuff. I know it. And yet I do those stories anyway. Yeah, it was fun talking a little poker with Zerline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You would have folded that hand, right? Ace
yeah.
Queen.
I wouldn't have raised 30 preflop with it.
No.
I'd probably make it about 12 to 15. And I'm probably getting three or four callers like he did. And I'll probably take one shot with top pair. But
if somebody comes over you, it's like,
yeah,
cool.
And then I'm going to try to control the pot as much as possible because
I never want to. I hate falling in love with ace queen or ace jack. Especially,
if I'd been at that table and seen a lot of wild play, I got to figure my queen's not good on the flop.
Yeah.
And I'm probably out of the hand. So, and honestly, from that position, I might not have even played it. I fold ace queen a lot preflop.
Yeah.
Especially in cash games. I just think.
Well, where he was at, I mean, I.
Well, he raised first. So.
Yeah, he started. Like, I'll call the men for ace queen. I'm never folding it. Like, for.
In fact, I might not even raise it there. I might have just called.
Just call, yeah. And see what happens.
Yeah. But figuring somebody behind you is going to raise. So I don't feel very good about one pair with that much action at that point, especially against wild players. Somebody, dealer from Lyons texted in and said, yes, they go after dealers. I work at Lyons. And 2 weeks ago, a guy told me he was going to drive to my house and sodomize my mom because he missed a flush draw. Said, this is standard. I told him she's 73 and we'll take what she can get. I've always tried to be respectful to dealers. I've almost gotten into it with other players before, but I'll be honest. I've gotten now where nothing really bothers me at the table. If I, and even that stretch where I bubbled like four in a row that time.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything at the table. I finally dropped an F-bomb when I got 30 feet away. So you gotta be, really? I mean, come on. But no, at this point, I mean, I don't think it's maturity because I'm never going to mature. But I think it's just I roll with the punches, man. If I want those calls, and if I play, the only time I get mad is I get mad at myself if I make a bad play.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. 713-780 ESPN's your number if you want to get in. And right now, what are we telling the people about?
Yeah, telling the people about how to save some money. Go to BillAdvisor.com. I'm telling you, you will be blown away. And I've heard about this before. I've heard dudes talking about it. I didn't really believe it myself necessarily that you could really save this kind of money. But you're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, television, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, energy bills. You signed up for those services and got a great rate because you were a new customer and they wanted you on board. And then you got complacent and now your rate's not even close to the best rates that they offer. And BillAdvisor.com goes in and they get the savings back. They work directly with those service providers and you don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage, even your you don't have to give up your service. You just pay less. The average BillAdvisor customer saving over $830 per year. Lance Zerline, who was just in here, I wish we could have talked to him about it. He saved $2,000, which is just absurd when you think about it. They've got a new challenge right now, $150 challenge, guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, they're going to give you every penny back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. So there's no way for you to lose. Take the challenge. Start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's BILLS to 313131 on the text, or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving Now. That's BillAdvisor.com.
Into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. You know, it's funny. I used to have a temper about everything, but I really had one at the poker table until about 5 or 6 years ago. Almost got into a fight with a guy. We were both drunk, and it was stupid. And ever since then, man, nothing bothers me. It's just I don't let it. It's pointless. It's just like getting into a fight at my age is pointless.
Right.
So it's just, you know, there's not anything that I can get that mad about, really, especially when it comes to something like that. Hey, you know what? Animals keep fighting back. Remember we had the lions who ate the poacher?
Yeah.
Well,
and left him like a narco style.
Yeah, yeah. This one's not as bad, but a man's jaw has been shattered after he collided with a kangaroo while hunting in Western Australia's wheat belt. Justin Hayden was hunting with his brother when the pair spotted three kangaroos. The 19-year-old said one of the kangaroos disappeared, and as he stuck his body out of the window to have a shot at the other two, the kangaroo launched itself at the moving car. It actually collided with
DJ Hayden?
No, Joshua Hayden.
Oh, but what was his brother's name?
Does not say.
I think it was DJ Hayden.
No, it wasn't DJ. These guys are very pale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Black guys aren't dumb enough to mess around with wildlife.
Well, yeah, so it collided with the side of the car, smashed the front window, then it bounced back onto me and headbutted me straight in the jaw.
Oh.
He said he was unconscious for about 30 seconds before he came around. I woke up and my brother was trying to tell me what happened. I said, no, you hit me. And he said, no, the kangaroo did.
Dude, I don't understand why people don't have a healthier fear of animals.
So we know that there's going to be a monkey uprising. We already know that.
Without question.
They're out there.
The future's, I mean, it's going to happen.
The lions have fought back. And now the kangaroos are fighting. Mr. Hayden and his brother regularly hunt kangaroos for food, but he said normally they did not fight back.
Yeah. They're tired of it. They're sick and tired.
Out of all the times we have been out bush, I have never heard of this before, he said. Obviously, there's a different meaning for that than what we have. The kangaroos are going crazy these days. As soon as they see a car, they hop right up to it and give it right back. Good for them. I mean, that makes hunting exciting, right? If they're going to fight back,
yeah,
you need to lose a few. It's like bullfighting. Every now and then, the bull needs to win.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. Right. So, good for you. Good on you, kangaroo. That was going to be my gym of the day. But,
did that kangaroo get away unscathed?
Well,
or
I don't know.
Did they kill it?
Pretty beat up, I'm sure.
Damn.
Drunk Bevo. Damn, it looks like the kangaroo got the jump on them.
Come on, Drunk Bevo.
Have another drink, Bevo. 713-780.
Let's try to just be better overall.
I don't know if you saw this, but guess who was expected to be in the...
Kate Upton.
No. For A.J. McCarron at quarterback? That was where I was going. Who's expected to be... What did Kate Upton do?
I don't know. I was thinking about her when you said that.
Why were you thinking about her? Is this a...
Why do you think?
I don't know. Why at 6:38 on a Monday would you suddenly be thinking about Kate Upton?
I don't know. I thought you were asking me about someone, and that's who I thought of. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of bizarre.
Well, I'm a red-blooded male, so...
Yeah, but you're also in the middle of a radio show, and you just... To randomly think of Kate Upton when we're talking...
She's one of my favorite models, Fred, okay? I didn't know you were going to talk about A.J. McCarron. How could I have possibly known that?
Well, how could you have possibly brought up Kate Upton out of nowhere?
I thought that's where you were going. Jung, you kind of thought that's the direction he was going to, right?
No, that kind of came out of nowhere.
Really? You didn't see that? Okay.
Because she's not in the news.
My bad then, guys.
She's not in the news.
She's not in the news?
She's not in the news.
Why not? She should always be in the news. Her husband's at spring training.
And they all reported today, and that's probably what you were thinking.
Which means...
That you should have asked Granato.
Guess who's
about
home alone in Houston right now?
She's probably in L.A.
Well, whatever. Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Well.
Tell me about A.J. McCarron.
No,
just
no,
go ahead.
No, I'm going to tell you the Vikings are interested in Kate Upton for quarterback.
Oh, that makes sense. That's actually a good fit.
Yeah, I think it's a real good fit. She a lot better player than Sam Ponder.
Oh, no doubt.
And
her husband's a lot better player.
Yeah, no question.
Husband's probably a better quarterback.
Probably. Oh, now that just went to hell in a hurry. Basically, the whole story was that the Vikings have interest in McCarron.
Okay.
Which makes sense, but...
Honestly, if you're the Vikings, what's your move?
Kirk Cousins.
That's my move, too. To me, it's a slam dunk.
I'm all in on that.
And I can't imagine Kirk Cousins is going to... Like, there's no place out there that's a better option for him. Like,
yeah, if I'm him, I rank Vikings, Cardinals, Broncos. Maybe Broncos, Cardinals, but Vikings first.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about
Vikings
that.
Are far and ahead. They're far and away best of those.
Maybe Jaguar.
If Jaguars open, they're in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jaguars moving on from Blake Bortles yet.
No, I think Blake Bortles is going to get one more season because of what they did last year.
Yep.
And I think that's probably the worst thing that could happen because this is the year where you might be able to get a guy. But if I'm the Vikings, I'd be interested in McCarron. Now, what it says is, you know, they haven't decided whether they're going to let Case Keenum walk in free agency. It says they're not expected to bring back Sam Bradford. And Teddy Bridgewater also set to become a free agent. Most likely, they're looking at trying to bring Bridgewater back and bring in a new guy.
Let's think about this. How many guys out there think that they're ready to be starting quarterbacks in the league, but just aren't going to be? Like, A.J. McCarron is one that... I'm sure he thinks he's a starting caliber quarterback.
Yeah.
Whose job is he going to take? Because there's only so many jobs and there's still so many guys out there. I could see A.J. McCarron starting for a team next year. I could see Sam Bradford starting for a team. I could see Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater starting for teams next year. You know, Kirk Cousins obviously is going to start for somebody. There ain't that many jobs available, you know?
I think there's...
And then there's rookies.
Yeah. I think there's three really good jobs available if you're a quarterback that potentially you could step in and do some damage. And that's the three I mentioned. And possibly four if the Jaguars move on. But I think the Cardinals are close to being good again if they
I don't know.
If they get the right
quarterback. Old.
Yeah, but they still assuming they have a healthy running back next year.
True.
That's a pretty good offense. And Larry Fitzgerald may be old, but the guy can still play.
Yeah.
Okay. 832 mentioned Kate Upton did fall from a rock topless.
I knew that was something.
That's it.
What I was thinking.
There you go. Okay. I was thinking of the French chick whose boob fell out at the Olympics last night during the...
That happened?
Yeah, it did.
Did they show it?
Well...
Was it a wardrobe malfunction?
It was a wardrobe malfunction. I've seen video, but...
Did you see Nip?
It's blurred out on the video. I didn't see it live. It was figure skating.
John, you were watching it live.
No, I wasn't.
Did anyone who saw... Somebody had to have been watching it live. I want to know if it was seen.
Well, what I'd like to see is the video without the blur. If someone would pass that on. I mean, if I'm going to see it, I want to see it, right? I mean,
Fred,
it doesn't look very impressive. But, I'm sorry. I can't even say that. Yeah. I think I better go have a Carbox is what I think.
Oh, good call. I'd love to join you. And great place to do it. Carbox restaurant. It's fantastic. Great food. Ton of beer on the wall there. They always have special releases up there as well as all their mainstays and all their seasonals. They've got the food is outstanding. They put poutine back on the menu. They put the buttermilk fried chicken is on the menu. The fish and chips, the fish tacos are so good. And it all pairs so great together. If you haven't been out, I really recommend stopping by and seeing it. It's a great place for lunch. And if you just want to drink beer, you're not looking for food, you're just trying to party, go to the beer garden after work. They open at 2:30 on Monday through Friday. Great way to wind down after your day at work. They open at 11 on Saturdays, noon on Sundays. You can get tokens for beers out there. You get a glass to take home with you. Take a tour of the brewery while you're there. They're right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to pretty please make it a Carbach. Checking up the birds and flowers. Let's chill.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. Every day they change lives. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. And sometimes these are kids who had to get jobs to support their family. So, you know, they work around their schedule so that they can do that. Maybe these kids had trouble getting to school transportation-wise. Well, they'll get them bus passes. And so many of these kids go on and do great things and graduate. And that's why they need your donations. And by your donations, we're just talking about a vehicle you're not using anymore. It can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a tractor, an RV. Doesn't matter. Winnebago. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting out there forever. And you thought about selling it, or you thought about fixing it up, and you know never did get around to it. Well, donate it, because they'll come tow it free of charge. Even if, no matter where you are, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they're going to come and tow it free of charge. Process all the paperwork. Basically, you get on in minutes and have this thing set up. And your donation's tax deductible. And if you do it today, become the next Blitzer to step up, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Lots of great stuff on there. We'll have Hoffman's college basketball report up a little later tonight. Where he'll be.
It showed up late because I was in a faraway land.
The land of Austin.
Yeah. I was I could have been Oz, but I was just leaving it to the theater of the mind.
What mime? There's a mime?
The mime that I saw in Oz.
Okay. Good video from Barry Laminack up on there. Make sure you follow us at SportsMapHOU on Twitter. And just check out the website, sportsmap.com. Jong has put the nip slip photo on the screen.
Oh,
not bad.
Okay,
not bad.
Oh, I see you. Yeah. What nationality is
French.
She?
French, and she shaves her pits.
Can you go down and show the face?
Yeah, I want to see a little face.
Oh, she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah, I'm four.
Okay,
I think they finished. They were in second after that, even with her dress falling off.
I think she gets bonus points for that.
I would put you in first.
Good for her.
Okay, I rescind that
Did they win a medal?
I don't know. I know they were in second after that particular thing. That's all I read. I rescind that entire conversation. It was
inappropriate.
It's after Weinstein. And
I don't know why you even brought it up.
No,
honestly, I don't know why Jong showed us that boob. That was...
Yeah, I think we can get in trouble for that. I think we can go to HR.
I'm going to probably report him to HR.
You would not do that. You would not snitch on Jong.
I don't know. It's a different era, Fred.
It is, but you know what? That probably makes us the first dumbasses in your dumbass report, because we're sitting here talking about a woman's breast coming out on television.
We've still got work to do.
Yes.
We've still got work to do. Do you remember Cheech and Chong's next movie?
I do.
I think it's my favorite of the Cheech and Chong movies. And
refresh me on the plot just a little bit, because I get them confused. I tend to smoke weed when I watch them.
Well, let me tell you the opening scene of this one. Cheech and Chong are carrying a trash can filled with gasoline.
Yeah.
And they didn't empty out the garbage before. They're carrying a can of gas, and they go to dump it in the car, and there's trash going into the... And then, like, when they're driving home in the car, Chong decides it's a good time to light up, and Cheech says, hey, man, I don't think you should smoke in here. And Chong's like, oh, man, it's all good. And then he lights up and the car explodes.
Right.
A woman suffered severe burns Saturday morning after gasoline fumes ignited when gas was being pumped into a garbage can in a car's back seat.
You people not watch the movies.
Deputies later found a large amount of marijuana in the car's trunk. This is the Cheech and Chong movie. The male driver who was pumping the gas ran away. The woman, who was a passenger, was smoking a cigarette inside the car
Oh, how dumb is that?
While he pumped gas into a trash can that was in the back seat of the car. A bystander took the woman to the hospital. She's dealing with severe burns.
Shocker.
She should have. I mean.
Yeah, those two, that both of those just deserved a. Yeah, Darwin.
It's amazing that she's alive. Yeah. And no, I don't know that she should be.
No, she shouldn't. Neither one of them should be.
A 57-year-old woman tased a man to keep him from leaving her.
Hmm.
She's now been charged with battery. The victim told the sheriff's department that he was tired of being tased, and he eventually called 911. He said they'd been upstairs, quote, chilling when she got up and grabbed a taser. He said he hit her to try to stop her and then called 911. The victim had marks on his left flank consistent with being tased. The two lived together and had been in a sexual relationship for 16 years.
Wow, they were still having sex after 16 years?
He decided he wanted out, and she wasn't having it, so taser.
At least she was having it. After 16 years? Jeez.
And finally.
I would not leave her if she was having sex with me.
Finally, Florida woman. It's a big day. You get out of rehab. It's your first day out of rehab. You finally got your life right. And your first day out, you get pulled over because at 11 a.m., you make a complete stop in the center of a lane. The deputy said that her driver's license was suspended, and then he noticed that she had a strong smell of alcohol. Then he noticed that she had a child sitting on an open case of beer in the back seat.
That's so Florida. Oh, man. All right, we're out of here. Stay sports, you bitches.